a world dominated by fear and mass manipulation of the media, who can you trust? Just when you think there is no hope alive, you find out that there is an alternative news source to turn to. Revere Radio Network, keeping the dream of sovereignty and freedom alive for all. Revere Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in the following broadcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Revere Radio Network, Rob Revere, or any other host on the network. They are the personal thoughts and feelings of the host given the presentation. We support total free speech here at Revere Radio Network, even when it's ugly. Enjoy.
Hey, you're listening to Revere Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech. You are listening to Nowhere to Run with Chris White. Happy to be here with you again this week, and I got a big show for you. I'm really excited to do this. I got a lot of big shows coming in the future, a lot of different research projects and stuff. This one's kind of more of a rant on a lot of the different control issues and mind control issues and things like that. But before we go any further, let's do what we do at the beginning of every show here on Nowhere to Run and do our corrections from the previous show. Let's go ahead and do that.
I've just picked up a fault in the AE-35 unit.
It wasn't lies, it was just bullshit.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
I wiped a booger on your shirt, I made a dog and a cat kiss, I swiped a bolted down TV from a Holiday Inn, I coveted the wife in Jaws 2, I lied to a waiter, I masturbated 8 billion times, and I have no plans to stop masturbating in the future.
Woohoo! I'm clean! In your face, Lord!
The first correction is one that I've gotten wrong for 2 weeks in a row, and so I gotta really try to get it right this time. It is referring to the relationship with the Clintons and the Bushes. And I think I've said in the past that Clinton refers to Daddy Bush as his surrogate father, when that is in fact not the case. It was a quote from H.W. Bush himself about Clinton, actually, that said that Clinton probably thinks of him as the daddy never had. Now that's what he said, whether jokingly or not. But the connections between the two is also something I probably should correct too. The connections are a lot of circumstantial stuff, but some really deep circumstantial stuff. And other researchers have done really good work on showing a lot of the connections with like the I guess it was Mena Airport in Arkansas up in the Ozarks and a lot of the weird stuff that went on there when in the 80s when Clinton was governor and all that stuff. You can read a lot more deeper on the connections between of those two families by books and work by Dr. Anthony Sutton and Jim Mars. They both have a lot of information, but there's information all over the place about the connections of those two. Also, if you believe the testimony of people like Kathy O'Brien and Arizona Wilder, it's a lot more detailed connections and closer connections between those two people. Also, I feel like I should make a correction because in the past show, at least the last show, and I think the show before that, I talked about the Catholic Church, and I said mentioned, you know, that it had been created because for evil and all this stuff. You know, I definitely think that it has at least been hijacked and used for evil purposes and agendas throughout the years, and it definitely is the cause of a lot of misconceptions about Christianity and stuff, and which is, you know, the purpose for a lot of that. But I'm not 100% sure about it being always evil and everything. So I just wanted to just throw that out there as a correction. Also, usually in conjunction with that, I'm talking about the connections of astrology and praising them as true without a doubt, and their connections with the Old Testament and things. I definitely have seen a lot of things, and there's a lot more I need to learn on that. So I feel like I was a little too sure of myself without enough research on those issues. But I plan on doing a lot of shows on a lot of different things like that in the future. There's the phone. So I'm going to play this music right here, and we're going to come back and get right into the great show I have for you today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the God they made,
There's different types of control that they have over people in the media, heads of state, heads of corporations. There is always a way to control somebody. You know, there's the knowing type where a lot of the people at the top of the pyramid seem to be knowing participants in the agenda. And I guess you can call the agenda the formation of this new world order, as you hear referred to over and over again. Now, knowing participants are probably fewer. They just are. It's not feasible to have, you know, this network in itself is not that big of a network. I think when you look at the origins of it, a lot of it has to do with, you know, just a few main groups. You can look at the Nazis, you know, how big they were involved in everything. You know, when with Project Paperclip, you know, we brought over like 700 of their mind scientists through, you know, the people that were doing a lot of the experiments at the concentration camps and stuff. They were doing some apparently pretty cutting edge work on mind control and different aspects of that, enough to facilitate 700 scientists that would, you know, that could defect. I guess they wouldn't defect. I mean, it was brokered deals through Switzerland to bring them over here, in addition to all the Nazis and SS rocket scientist type people. And apparently Truman was convinced to bring these people over after and even just before the end of the war, through whoever convinced him. But they told him that it was because if they didn't bring these Nazi scientists over here And then the Chinese would do it, or the Russians would do it, you know, or whoever. So we I guess jumped on that and got all of them over here, and the CIA helped distribute these guys around. You had these Nazi mind controls. This is real, you know. There's congressional, you know, discourse about this, you know, how to bring these Nazi scientists over here. Project Paperclip, like I said, is that in 1947, it was part of the National Security Act. It was formed. So they brought all these people over here, and they, you know, that's what basically NASA was. NASA was all their rocket scientists that were brought over from the Nazis. And, you know, I don't know the number of the rocket scientists brought over, but it was, you know, a lot of people. And it's probably more than just rocket scientists and mind control scientists. Those are probably just a majority of some of the bigger programs that the Nazis had underway. I'm sure they had other programs in other divisions, and those guys probably caught wind of it, you know, when other scientists were saying, hey, the Americans are getting people out, you know, whatever, you know, some of that stuff got passed around the burning water cooler. But it makes you, I'll get back to the point here. I got off a little bit, but, it makes you understand, the smallness of the control system, I think, more when you look at Prescott Bush, the grandfather of Daddy Bush, grandfather of current of George W. Bush and father of H.W. Bush. Now, that guy had super crazy connections to Hitler's Nazi Germany and funding and a lot of different things. And when you look at his son being head of the CIA, which was distributing these Nazi scientists, which apparently in, you know, these Nazi scientists brought over more than just, you know, their scientists. They brought an entire agenda, this New World Order that Caesar mentioned and Hitler mentions and later Bush mentions for the first time in a long time. And then every president since has mentioned. So, and then when you take into account that, so head of the CIA, Bush, whose father was, and you know, head of the CIA who was distributing, very, very interconnected and definitely knowing, especially as a director, would know about these distributing and what kind of projects these mind control people were doing and all this stuff. So, and you know, as I said, this philosophy definitely infiltrated with it, this the blood rituals and the occult stuff, and that whole bag right there came right along with it, and we apparently embraced it, you know, whether you hear all these reports of it now. So Prescott, that it was so small of a group, I mean, it could literally just be the Bush family. I mean, I don't think it is, but if you look at that, I know I've said this before in other shows, but so Prescott Bush to H.W. Bush, who H.W. Bush can be made a case that he basically has controlled everything up until now. The last 30 years have been under the direction of him and you know, through Ronald Reagan, as he was the vice president in that administration, and Ronald Reagan took orders for him, not because he was like some sort of controlled guy, but he was. I mean, he was an actor. He was just a front man, and apparently the reports are that he willingly took kind of orders from him. I mean, like, you know, he was the one with the respect and knew what he was doing and whatever. That was just kind of how it was. And then he had his administration for 4 years and, you know, did whatever he did. But I'm imagining, you know, with an agenda like his, he probably actually didn't want to be the president for very long himself. And when you... the next guy, Clinton, who, I mean, were the connections of Clinton's stuff that he's got going on, the drug deals in Arkansas and all the weird network that he's tied in with George W. Bush, you know, and those guys being one and the same and knowing one and the same. As David Icke would say, it's a one-party system. And the only thing that matters is are they for the New World Order or not? You know, that's the party we're talking about. And these guys are, and they're good buddies. Those are the guys that went around looking at the tsunami damage and, you know, raising this big fund because they're all buddy buddies holding hands the whole way. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but when you know the history of the two, it's real weird. And it's not real weird, I guess. So anyway, so then after William Jefferson, Bill Clinton's tenure for 8 years, then you're looking at his sons for another 8 years, all the while truly and diligently advancing an agenda of possibly Prescott Bush's or whoever infiltrated that. And I mean, I'm not saying whatever, but I don't really know what the hell, but it definitely seems like they were right. I mean, I guess I've been listening to a lot of mind control stuff and reading a lot of documents about mind control and MKUltra and Project Paperclip, the traumatic-based mind control all over the world. And, you know, there is so much information. This network is so big, and there are people all over the country that are dealing with dissociative identity disorder, multiple personality disorder, that have programming, all this programming inside of them, and they're being used as property for different things. I mean, it depends on, apparently, psychiatrically, people are getting used if they're like multi-generational type people whose parents were in it too, and they're kind of, you know, getting used, like they've been at it since birth, like this control. I mean, they're getting used for, you know, sometimes couriers, just sometimes perfect soldiers, sometimes breeders for more of them, sometimes, you know, something like child pornography producers and distributors. Some of them are being used for like blood rituals of this occult, weird occult stuff. Some are literally just being bred for human sacrifice. Some are being used as sex slaves for the elite, different types of sex slaves and all kinds of manners of those. And some are being, the kids are getting shipped out. And this is totally documented stuff. I mean, DynCorp, I mean, for crying out loud, we got an agency that is working for our government that is known by our government to be buying and selling children from other countries and shipping them around and giving them to people. You know, I mean, it's crazy. It's all nuts. And you can listen to this as some sort of conspiracy radio show, which it is. Hey, you know, conspiracyclothes.com, you know what I'm saying? But this is all real stuff. All right. Just crazy stuff. You know, people, assassins, that's another thing that they're getting trained for, this terrible compartmentalization of people's minds through trauma, the trauma in so many different ways. A lot of times electroshock and sexual trauma, sensory deprivation to make people suggestible. I give them people all these different codes and programs that have, you know, and fail-safe mechanisms that can, you know, they're getting better and better and better at security systems for the mind too, you know, where if somebody gets close, they break down, they have like these, what's called Omega programs, which tells them to kill themselves, you know, if they start, you know, in therapy, you know, start getting to a certain point, or they even have, you know, had programs in the past where, you know, they're programmed to go crazy when they start getting a certain amount of better and stuff like that. There's just, everybody should check out something called the Greenbaum speech by a doctor named D.C. Hammond, a psychiatrist. It was a really good speech regarding a lot of this specifically. And people in the psychiatric industry know about this because their patients are telling them about this, from what I gather, but they are not learning from it from mainstream psychiatry, even though they're getting so many hundreds of thousands of cases of multiple personality and DID a year under all these rules and stuff that they have. And with the lack of, just like in the regular medical profession, when the journals are completely controlled, then it's like owning every newspaper in town, you know? It's the same gig. If you own the information, then you can tell them anything you want. And that's why doctors, and that's why dentists are still swearing up and down about fluoride. That's why doctors don't know to say that aspartame is the cause of a great many diseases floating around nowadays, you know, and that and greed in some cases with the drug reps and drug companies. And not all drug companies are evil. Well, they may all be evil, but no, I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, some of it's for just straight profit. Some of it's because they're trying to poison people. So yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot. So much to know about all this deep network of awful satanic mind control stuff, you know, and the satanic stuff being used in conjunction with the mind control so often, like one and the same. And I was watching this one thing of this FBI agent, former head of the FBI, as a matter of fact. Can't remember his name, but he went into private investigation after his tenure at the FBI and started investigating cases, spent super long hours on cases that had to do with satanic worship, cults, cult killings that would be going all the way back to the top levels of the CIA and other government agencies, and was being knowingly covered up by government agencies. And that's what woke him up to something not being right, was knowing that, seeing the deliberate covering that these agencies were doing for these satanic, you know, ritualistic murders. And he was an extremely convincing gentleman. I should get his stuff. Oh, here's, like, I mean, in psychiatry and psychiatrists, that's interesting stuff. This guy, I guess he's dead now. What was his name? Louis Jolyon West, who was the same psychiatrist. Okay, now take into account, a lot of the assassins people are mind control people. In fact, that movie Conspiracy Theory, I hate to even bring it up, but that was what that was about, mind controlled assassins, your Manchurian candidate type thing. But, you know, I mean, when you look at, like, the same psychiatrist, this is real, you know. Louis Jolyon West, out of UCLA, like I said, is dead now, was the same psychiatrist for Lee Harvey Oswald, Sirhan, Timothy McVeigh. I mean, well, that's a pretty big coincidence, don't you think? Some super high-profile assassin-type fall guys, you know. That's just too weird, you know. But I think a lot of that stuff, a lot of these suicide bombers are, you know, lame programmed assassins. Like when that Mark Foley thing blew up and they had the Amish school shooting that same, you know, half week, and took at least half of the front page of the paper every day. Well, you know, that was like, let's use one of our mind-controlled fuckers to go in there and do something really newsworthy, you know. What's more, you know, and it's like, well, we need a school shooting, but no, regular school shooting won't do. How about, and there's another guy's like, how about an Amish school shooting? And they're like, ooh, that's a good idea. So they program a little effort to go, you know, shoot up an Amish school building and take up half the news stuff. I mean, the Mark Foley thing, was real weird, you know, especially knowing that goes really, really deep, you know. The pedophilia and homosexuality is so common, not just in the Republican Party, but in government in general. And if anybody was wondering why they see that, is because one of the types of control, there's different ways to probably utilize this, but in some cases, that's how people move up in the ranks of the power that they're given, is through being a pedophile. And that's twofold, because one, if you're a pedophile, then you lack a certain amount of morality, and that is, especially if you're a pedophile rapist, you know, then you lack an extreme amount of morality, which, you know, can be used because that's the kind of person you need to actually know the real story of what's really going on. You need somebody with zero morals if one was to know that. Also, those kind of people can be easily controlled because their political career would obviously be over if anybody knew the truth about them. So they could have pictures around and just real compromising stuff to ruin people. And people's pride is sufficient enough to shut most of them up because they're mostly cowards anyway. That's why they're pedophiles. And another reason some people are pedophiles, I think, is because they themselves were abused, and it really is a vicious cycle. It's like when you get abused, you get touched with this curse almost, and it's a shame, but it's something people can get through and be stronger for. But it's got to be just so hard. You got to think about those kids, you know, getting molested by all the priests and stuff. Imagine how messed up in the head they were, you know. That's got to be the most mind-fucking thing that can happen to you, getting molested by your priest. Okay, I'm going to go through just different kinds of control I think are going around right now with different, you know, the New World Order, as it were, has to control the people that can affect change independently, people with money, and people with power, and people with influence. They have to control those that are not a part of their game. And in some cases, they control them by telling them the game if they believe that is the best way to control that particular person. There is a case-by-case basis going on with these independently powerful people. If you take somebody that, let's say, in radio made it big, like Glenn Beck, who I think is a good man and generally is just like all of us, got good and bad things. But you have to control Glenn Beck, and because, you know, you have to control him, and it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it seems probably harder than it actually is if you own all the companies. If you own Clear Channel, right, then you write Rush Limbaugh's checks, right? Then, you know, it becomes a little easier, not because you actually have to tell him to do anything. I think in Rush Limbaugh's case, though, he probably knows what he is doing. I think that he does. I think that he understands. It's just like a person writing propaganda, I think. You have to be a genius in order to do what Rush Limbaugh does. And I say that because you have to be a genius to do what he does and stay within the lines, you know. And you have to know what the hell you're doing, I think. But and I think they are different types of control, Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. I hate to use radio examples, but it's a good example. I'll go to some others here in a minute. But and somebody like Glenn Beck, you can say, I think, would be controlled by his pride. He's a humble man probably, but in a situation with success because of something like that, it's human nature. It's a battle that anybody in that position would have to fight. And I think that that has been known about by the same people wanting control for the same reason, because they don't want people to wake up so they can move into this one world, new world order thing that is a spiritual place that we're going. And part of this, I'm just ranting today, but part of this problem, I think I've just got a little thing here where I think these, not people say microchips all the time, but whatever it is that is going to be developed and ingested or put in our bodies because of nanotechnology and other things like that that can be used now, it certainly doesn't have to be just a old bulky microchip that will, among other things, track us, but it will have the ability, I think, to be able to squeeze us, to harvest us for our agony, for our fear, if you get it. I think that then, once that has happened, and they can get in people like that, there can be a unveiling of themselves finally, and an overt form of control will begin. And I think that that is the tribulation type period that's going to be going on. Now, I think that that aspect of the end times is one of the later aspects, and I'm not sure that I will be around for that aspect, but I might. I really don't understand how that's all going to work, but I do know that you must understand these beings on Earth to be real physical beings. If you don't understand that there are demons working with people, through people, using people, whispering in people's ears, pulling strings, imparting information, giving the plan, and above all, obeying the orders of one entity. And that is what's going on. If you can't realize that, but I promise you this, if you understand that, and just, you know, it's not hard to understand. I think everybody kind of that knows about a lot of this stuff understands that. And if they don't, that's fine. They can call this occultish, satanic, whatever, worship, blood rituals, all this stuff that we know now is going on in the highest levels of those seeking to develop this new world order. Make of that what you will. You can create your own scenario of why that's going on, but this is my show, so, you know. And I promise you that if you understand that all of this starts to make sense. It all makes sense. I mean, this is about a spiritual war. It's not the same. I don't know. Anyway, I guess I went off on my types of control. All right, I'll go back to that. The Glenn Beck thing with his form of control is ego and pride. They can tell Glenn, hey, bud, you know, they can take him back in the room, give him a fat paycheck, give him a new, show on TV, tell him he's super duper good, and you can, and the money, he's even admitted that on his show, you know, money is his Achilles heel, as it is. And anyway, so you can tell a guy like that if you want him to act a certain way within a certain boundaries. Those are all subtle things that you can do with telling him and working on his ego. Like, Glenn, we need you to do this because we need you to help shape the mind of the American public. You are a very smart individual, and in without you, it could be chaos if you don't just, you know, kind of help guide this just a little bit and all that stuff. Plus, they have the keys to everything that he has. I mean, for God's sake, he's got boat payments, to quote The Simpsons. And I guess in that sense, Rush Limbaugh probably is a little bit more the same. I think Rush Limbaugh also, you know, has one part of the control is sometimes drugs, and that may have well been something for him. In fact, the Oxycontin thing may have been kind of a punishment of his or for showing what happens if you step out of line. That's pure speculation right there. But, you know, I think, you hear about sometimes, you know, people are controlled by an addiction, and, you know, the CIA and different agencies have these wicked, wicked, wicked addictive and necessarily needed drugs. I've heard for some of the top scientists, I heard this from David Icke, I believe that was the source, because he said he knew a top scientist from the CIA that wouldn't use his particular genius for the CIA, and he had this patch on his chest that it was filled with some orangey liquid that he said, you know, was something that the CIA called patches, which was a drug that was so powerful that and if you didn't have it, you would like die. It was apparently this slow, painful ass death, and they CIA was the ones that you know distributed it, but they would distribute it to people who knew the plan because they were being asked to work on it and for in one aspect or another, but somehow would defect. In my when I heard this, I thought of a good reason why they would do that, and it would be to a good man. It would be an because if a good man was somehow, like, let's say somebody became a Christian that was, you know, in heavily involved with this, and all of a sudden, you know, through the power of God Almighty, had, you know, woken up, became a Christian, that person could be, and obviously wouldn't be doing the things that, whatever it was, they could control that person by this, the patches, as they mentioned, because that person would never talk, and he would have to continue to receive the patches, and he wouldn't ever kill himself because of his morality regarding that. So it would be a pretty good system. Also, I mean, that's kind of a rare one right there, but some of the more knowing stuff is blackmail. I kind of went over that a little bit with the but I have heard that in different agencies, sometimes they, in order to move up ranks in different things like politics and other particulars, you have to be knowingly photographed doing some extremely nefarious things with, you know, kids and all manners of stuff, and that is your ticket to move up, you know, because now that they have hard copies of this and you are controlled, you know, it's like you willingly being controlled. Something so bad on videotape or on camera would be insurance enough for people to never do anything because it could come out. I mean, and that was probably a deal that they struck at the very beginning. Somebody approached them with something, you know, you could find out with their extremely big network of sex slaves and stuff. Even some very low level people are probably getting treated to sex slaves. They probably don't even know they're sex slaves in some cases. Some people that are privy to, you know, that they find once they get to a certain level of government or something, you know, they have these call girls that you can call, and hey, that's a hell of a perk, you know. So hey, can I get one of those, you know, what you call again, you know, and so even low level people probably understand that is a perk, and regardless of what they know, where those people came from or whatever. And, you know, in that whole process, finding whether people are, what particular perversions people have, for those that, actually have nothing to do with anything, they're just probably scoped for, you know, the internet usage and whatnot of what they're into. And if they are into particular things, it can be controlled or whatever, blackmailed. So blackmail, both unwilling and willing kind. Obviously, money is a motivator for most people. And you can do a lot of stuff with money. You can make somebody do just about anything, depending on the type of person. I mean, if it's the type of person that is not going to have any morality anyway, money is a sufficient motivator to do anything for some people. And, you know, money is a form of pride and control, but I do think that pride and ego are some of the biggest forms of control. And even with you and me, I think that pride is our number one enemy, and something I know is something I have to consciously fight. I do think being a humble individual is something that is, I mean, it's the answer to everything. If you can be truly humble, and that's something that requires prayer and genuine desire to do, because you can't just fake being humble. It doesn't do you any good to fake being humble. You have to be humble. And if you can really be humble, which I'm not claiming I can, I think that, I mean, I hope one day, that is a goal of mine, to be a humble person. And I think if you can do that, you are given so much. You're given the keys to the world if you can do that. It's also extremely hard. Like the Buddha nature in Buddhism is to be, to completely forget yourself. That is like the whole point of it. And it is truly the way to enlightenment. is humility. It doesn't seem that way, but I think it's almost like a gift. You can be trusted with certain things if you are humble. And part of that probably is giving the glory to where it rightfully deserves, which is not with me, or it's not with anybody that does anything. It's not the glory is to who created me to do their bidding, which I gladly do, because there is no better way to spend your life than to do the will of the creator of the universe, and therefore the creator of you and your talents and everything else. To do that will, even to death, is the greatest possible way to spend your life and your time. And it's a shame that, you know, I can't remember that much. You know, it takes certain moments to even understand it as truth. So, that's that. All right, let's take a break, and we'll probably be getting close to the end of the show here, right after this.
My ear is my own. is a public service announcement.
Bayline.com is your number one site on the internet to keep you informed and up to date in this information war. With us losing more and more civil liberties each and every day, Bayline.com is a great tool to have so you can stay informed and learn how you can help topple big government. Simply go to www.phaylon.com. www.phaylon.com. You get 24/7 access to all media, your very own live stream free with your subscription. 300 plus educational videos, fast forward and rewind, pause to watch later, live news channels, all available when you subscribe to phaylon.com for just 19 cents a day. That's 19 cents a day. phaylon.com. You hate big government? So do we. phaylon.com.
The Loft has played over 600 shows in 6 years and continues to independently support their constant touring. If you miss music and you love rock and roll, then wake up to The Loft. Loft is currently touring America, so check their official website, lovetheloft.com, or their MySpace page, myspace.com/theloft, to see if they're playing in a city near you. Support local and independent music, The Loft. Real people, real rock and roll.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revere Radio Network. Remember, Revere Radio Network is listener-sponsored radio. Now, it's not all about the Benjamins, but believe me, that shit helps.
Politics, rumors, rants, and debates. It's the worldwide home of free speech radio. RevereRadioNetwork.com. Total free speech, even when it's ugly.
I know what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to free your mind, Neo. But I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through it.
Why, oh why, didn't I take the blue pill?
Where will it be? North Korea? Iran? Anything's possible with Commander Cuckoo Bananas in charge.
Now we see the violence inherent in the system.
This is crazy.
That's true. You are listening to the Revere Radio Network, and it is listener-sponsored radio. So anything, if you do enjoy Revere Radio, $5-$10 would really keep the wheels turning over there. There's other things you can do to support Revere. Beneficial stuff for you, like the ads that you can buy. It's a really, really great price for the airtime that you get. You can advertise anything you can. It's that kind of price where it'd be really beneficial for somebody you know or you or whatever. Also, if you donate $50 or more, my company, conspiracyclothes.com, will donate I'll give you one of our conspiraties. Conspiraties. You can also go to conspiraties.org. That's also will direct you to the website. But I'll give you one of our shirts. Just pick out any one of you one you want at conspiracyclothes.com, and I will I'll send it to you. Just donate the money to Revere. It's a great cause, and it goes to waking people up. And I'll gladly send you one of our shirts. We have shirts on September 11th, fluoride, the Bill of Rights, the pyramids, the Federal Reserve. Our Federal Reserve shirt is been a popular one lately. I think with the Freedom to Fashion movie there, and Russo put out, awareness is definitely waking up. Just to clear up, my Federal Reserve shirt says just simply "fuck the Federal Reserve." It was actually the Federal Reserve shirt was one I was working on at the very beginning. I had a lot of different ideas for how to present the Federal Reserve shirt. I had it just real wordy. I'd watched a lot of stuff and done a lot of different aspects of research on that, and I had a lot of different ways to present it, but it just came down to, you know, just being so involved in all this Federal Reserve stuff, it just fuck the Federal Reserve really came to the top of the pile. It just said it all, you know. But I still do want to do another Federal Reserve shirt that kind of explains it a little better, just a little more, all-encompassing as far as standalone explanation. Okay, guys, that's all the time I have this week. So tune in next week every Wednesday at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. You can email me all your hate mail at chris@conspiracyclothes.com. That's chris@conspiracyclothes.com. Let me have it, and I'll be sure to try to correct any mistakes I've done, and we'll get it figured out. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Revere Radio Network. I'm out.